so nice to have you tuned in. It's 6:51.
Red and white, sparkling, describes July 4th pretty darn well, right? Well, it also describes some wines you can take out in the backyard with you this weekend.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, joins us now with our wine of the week. You know, sparklers are associated with this this holiday. Why not have something sparkling in your glass?
You know, this sparkler won't burn.
Thank goodness for that.
I know. I used to burn myself all the time when I was a kid running around with the sparklers. However, if you really want some sparkle in your glass, let's try the non-vintage Mum Demi-Sec Sparkling Wine from Napa Valley. Now, this is a very versatile wine. It's delicious. Now, just slightly sweet. Don't be scared. Demi-Sec means slightly sweet. So it's going to be sporting, you know, flavors of melon and creme brulee and some bright citrus. And it's that citrus that's going to keep it in focus and light and bright. Pairs beautifully as an aperitif or my favorite. Try it with the All-American Dessert Apple Pie. $28.
And you've got some patriotic, sparkling, in many cases is white, but some patriotic, I'm assuming, non-sparkling white wines as well.
What better way to celebrate our independence than with a white wine that's all about liberty, like the 2009 Liberty School Chardonnay from Central Coast, California. Now, this wine's made with just a touch of new oak, so it doesn't get that over-oaked flavor, and it doesn't go through secondary malolactic fermentation, so it's really crisp, and green apples and nectarine flavors stay very bright and focused on the front of the palate. And you get this little lemon lime citrus thing going on in the back end and a tangy crisp finish. $12, a great way to celebrate with a white wine.
Well, we can't talk about the white without the red.
Kaboom, baby. Let's go with a big red. How about Zinfandel? It's considered to be the all-American grape. So let's talk about what you want to do with maybe grilled meats like steaks. I just finished judging the Rip and Ribs contest at the National Barbecue downtown, and I know how to taste wines, but these ribs were great. So next time I cook a set of baby backs, I'm going with the 2009 Gnarly Head Old Vine Zinfandel. Now, this is from Lodi, and it's beautiful. It comes from 35 to 80 year old vines that produce a wine that has blueberry jam and spicy pepper on the nose, but then it's the flavors of black plum and dark cherry and a touch of vanilla in the mouth, and you get this really bold note of black pepper that strikes a lasting finish, you know, sort of like that bright flash you see from fireworks. It still stays with you. $12, a great buy.
And then you say, gnarly.
Gnarly, dude.
Gnarly head.
And while some folks might want to stay with just the U.S. wines, you've also got one here from Spain you're highlighting.
I do, and I love the name on this, the 2008 Bodegas Exopto wine, big sellers, ready, Big Bang from Rioja, Spain. Now, this wine's a blend of Grenache, Tempranillo, and Graciano. It's made up, so it is a red wine blend, but it has this blackberry, dark cherry nose. A little bit of, now, what I like about this, cigar humidor is on the nose. Yeah, it's kind of a cool thing. But then in the mouth, you get these notes of blackberry, cassis, a little tobacco, earthy highlights. Bright acidity keeps it nice and lively on the medium-bodied finish, $18.
If I can only, excuse me, talk my wife into letting me smoke a cigar with it, then I'll take one.
You know, I love the way you tie things together here. The word freedom, certainly associated with July 4th, and a certain wine you might recommend.
Well, I certainly salute every time I have a glass of the 2010 Ken Wright Cellars Freedom Hill. Now, the Freedom Hill Vineyard Pinot Noir, this is from the Willamette Valley in Oregon. Fragrant bouquet of red berry violets on the nose. Just a teaser for what's in the mouth. This is really a deeply layered, complex wine. It's intense yet velvety. It's got cherries and plums, a little bit of baking spices throughout its wonderfully long finish. And the medium body frame offers just a touch of dark raspberry on the softly textured finish. $40 if you want to go a little bit bigger, but hey, you know, freedom has its cost.
Its price, that's right.
I am ready for the weekend. Thank you, as always, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Sounding like I had a glass already. You can check out Scott's Wines of the Week at WTOP.com.
And just search Wine of the Week.